This is KPTZ 91.9 FM. I'm Jim Burke with local news and commentary for Jefferson and Clallam counties for Tuesday, December 20th, 2022. This afternoon, the City of PT is having an Envision Golf Course and Mountain View Commons stakeholder meeting at 3:30. This will be an all-virtual meeting due to the inclement weather. So you can go to thecityofpt.us, click on a Zoom link there so you can join the meeting and watch what's going on. A winter storm warning for Jefferson County is in effect until tomorrow at 4 a.m. Jefferson County residents can expect snow throughout this evening and extremely cold temperatures through the end of the week. Exact snowfall amounts and temperatures will vary by location, with heavier amounts near the Hood Canal area, as well west of Jefferson County along 101 between Squim and Port Angeles. Drivers should exercise extreme caution when traveling and should also consider deferring unnecessary travel, if at all possible. Snowfall last night and this morning may cause adverse traffic conditions, as can ice, while temperatures remain near freezing or below through Friday. Yesterday, KPTZ aired a health report to the Jefferson County Board of Commissioners from Dr. Allison Berry, Chief Health Officer for Jefferson and Clallam Counties. Director of Emergency Management Willie Bentz was also in attendance. In Jefferson County, two-week COVID-19 case rate last week was 451, but is now 398 per 100,000 people. Two people are currently hospitalized. 73 new cases were added this week for a total of 6,536 cases. Dr. Berry said three viruses are still challenging our community, that nationally, COVID cases and hospitalizations are on the rise, and 400 people are dying from COVID every day across the U.S. Statewide, there's also a rise in cases, but she said in Jefferson County, case rates are relatively flat. In Clallam County, there is a rise, with six people currently hospitalized with COVID-19. Influenza is being reported at a 33% rate in testing, which is high, and there is a high presentation of cases in hospitals and clinics, but she says they might be seeing a plateau in flu cases. 40 people have died due to influenza in Washington State this season. In terms of RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, Dr. Berry said we are seeing a plateau and even a drop in RSV cases in the central Puget Sound. This is freeing up some pediatric bed space in the major hospitals there, which is making it possible to transfer more severely ill young patients to children's hospitals in the I-5 corridor. She feels we could see a downward trend on all three viruses soon, but she said, quote, "It all depends on us."
The biggest thing that works for all three of these is to wear a mask indoors. It does reduce transmission of COVID, RSV, and flu. For flu and COVID, there are highly effective vaccines available that can reduce your likelihood of getting infected with the virus and spreading it to others and dramatically reduce your risk of getting severely ill. So the COVID-19 bivalent boosters are available for anyone 6 months and up. So if it's been more than 2 months since your kiddo got their vaccine, we recommend moving forward with a bivalent booster. Flu vaccines are also available for anyone 6 months and up. And last but not least, staying home when you're sick is really critical. One of the challenges we're facing is that we're trying to fight pandemic level illnesses in the context of the American healthcare system, which is a for-profit system, highly siloed and not coordinated. We're facing the reality of what that looks like right now. We see running out of medications. We see running out of pediatric hospital beds, which is absolutely part of the breakdown of that healthcare system. Meantime, I still want to encourage folks to get their vaccines. Generally, and I think there is still a lot more to do on making sure there's adequate access to masks. We do still have masks available at Jefferson County Public Health, but it is mostly surgical masks at this point.
In January, the public health briefings will go to two per month, but because of two Monday holidays, they will be on two Tuesdays, January 3rd and January 17th, 2023, on Chris Bricker's show, Morning on the Salish. Submit your public health questions to Dr. Allison Berry and Willie Bentz by emailing contactus@kptz.org by Friday, December 30th at noon, to be answered the following Tuesday, January 3rd. You can still order home COVID tests from sayyescovidhometest.org. On Monday, January 2nd, there will be a special Attention Please show that will feature an interview with Congressman Derek Kilmer. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening.